Hi, you've reached the emergency roadside assistance. My name is Alicia. Are you calling from a safe location?
No, there's no place safe. And I'm very frustrated. I was just disconnected, which after being on hold and having somebody supposedly trying to figure out what's going on with the treatment I've received is very disconcerting.
Okay, I'm sorry about the bad experience that you had.
No, it's beyond bad. It's filing a formal complaint. I am trying to find out why, when I telephoned at 8:10 p.m. to get roadside assistance, and I had called earlier this afternoon, and I was told if I had to come back later, there would be no problem getting another roadside person within an hour, and I called at 8:10, and I just found out from the guy who's coming to get me when I was told by Mercury it would be an hour. So an hour passed, and then I was finally told by him that Mercury didn't contact him until 9:45. And why am I hearing myself?
I'm not sure why there's an echo in the phone line.
But I'm, so the person that I was just on hold with for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, put me on hold to find out what happened, why it is that when I called in for roadside assistance at 8:10, that a roadside person was not contacted until 9:45.
8:10, okay.
And I was told he was dispatched at 9:21. And he said insurance contacted him at 9:45. And I was told all of this was being taken care of at 8:10.
Okay, give me, I'm looking.
So I'm sitting
over
by myself in a parking lot with a broken car. It's very dark. And it's been totally mishandled by Mercury Roadside Assistance.
Okay, give me a minute.
Had a tow truck been sent to me back at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Okay, I was looking over your request from earlier, and the most recent one was showing that someone was 8:10. Sent. Because you called in for a jump start initially?
Yes. But I wanted, I didn't want a little car. I wanted a full-size truck in case it wasn't a jump.
Okay.
So I didn't want a guy in a little Corolla with his little box, portable box.
Okay, yeah, sometimes we, because sometimes it's different.
So
sometimes.
Before I left my car here, because I had to, emergency, I had to get to a vet, I called Mercury to make sure there wasn't going to be a problem when I came back after 6 o'clock to get my car, and I was told there would be no problem. And now I'm still here, and no one's going to be here to tow me to the shop, which closed at 10:30 p.m., so they aren't there to get my key now. Because I called at 8:10, and Mercury didn't dispatch anybody until 9:45. So I'd like to know what happened.
Okay, give me a minute, because I'm... Yeah, I see the time gap, and I don't understand what happened there. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Well, the last person that put me on a hold disconnected me after I was on hold for 15 minutes. So if you promise not to disconnect me, sure.
Okay. Okay, so it said that you would call back later. I'm looking over the notes from... earlier this
yeah,
evening.
I have all the records, obviously, in a cell phone that say all the times that I've called, how many minutes I've been on the phone. The problem is that Mercury roadside assistance did not try and reach anybody when I called at 8:10. They did not try and reach anybody until 9:45.
Yeah, it was noted that you said you would call back in when you were able to be with your vehicle after the jump start didn't work.
No, yes, that's correct. That was at 8:10. Yes, so after the first one at 4 o'clock when I had to leave, I said, when I'm coming back, I will call. That was the one at 8:10. So from 8:10 to 9:45, no one did anything. So I was sitting at my vehicle from 8:10 until now. I'm still sitting at my vehicle. It's going on 11 o'clock. And the guy who's going to be here in 45 minutes now told me he did not get any, no dispatch from Mercury until 9:45. This is beyond unacceptable.
Okay, give me a minute. I'm going over the notes, because, so you're saying after you got back to your vehicle, you called back in?
At 8:10. That was at 8:10. I was at my vehicle at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I had to leave because I had to get an emergency situation at a veterinary clinic. So I called in separately and said, I'm really upset that a tow truck was not sent, that it was some little guy in a Corolla. I have to leave now because I'm not going to be able to wait for a tow truck. Is there going to be a problem between now and me getting back to my vehicle? She said, no, it won't be a problem. Okay, great. That's when I placed the call at 8:10 p.m.
Okay.
And after a half hour, no little text message came through, so I called in again. I said, it's been 30 minutes. Nobody has even said that they're coming. And that's when you guys send off your little text message, because I just called and complained that nobody said anything. So then I get a little message that says, we're working on it, when you weren't working on it. Because nobody was contacted until 9:45. Who's in charge? How do I talk with a manager or vice president?
You want to speak to a manager on duty now?
Huh? I want somebody to fix how I've been treated. It's obviously I'm being mistreated on purpose. That's very obvious. Nobody should have to be treated like me, alone in a parking lot for this many hours.
Right, I understand, and I apologize for that. I can see if a supervisor is available. And I can also give you the
then
number
to
file a complaint.
And are you employed by Mercury? Or
no.
Are you a subcontractor of Mercury's?
No, we're a subcontractor.
So Mercury hires you to hand... Okay, so they need to fire you guys and get somebody else who won't mistreat and make women wait alone in a parking lot for 3 hours intentionally. Make me go from 8:10 when I place a call and not contact anybody until 9:45. Especially in today's day and age. And I'm still hearing an echo. I don't understand the echo, why I'm hearing myself talk to you.
Yeah, so I don't know about, because I don't hear
one. I would like the name of the manager.
Okay, I'm waiting to see who.
Because this
who's available.
Is something that is so egregious that I think the insurance commissioner needs to get involved and crack down on mercury, so that mercury then will make sure that they hire somebody who isn't going to treat their clients this way. Okay, ready for the supervisor's name.
Okay, I don't know which one it will be, but I'll just have to send it to
I don't care. Give them all to me.
Right now we have a Jacoby.
I'm sorry?
One of our supervisors is Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Yes.
Thank goodness I have all the names of the people who have been helping me tonight who have been lying to me flat out. And
okay.
Another supervisor?
Let me see, because I'm not sure who else is on shift. Give me a moment. Okay, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Only if you don't disconnect me. Like I said, I've been put on hold by you guys before, and after 15 minutes, my call drops.
Yeah, I won't hit the hang up button. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold now.